Hey, this is Jay Chatfield, loving yourself to life. This podcast is brought to you by Grace Guidance Production, where we encourage you to heal, motivate you to live, and inspire you to love your life on purpose. Boy, I had a good one for you guys, and it happened again. It's raining outside, and I got all into my last podcast, and that thing there just did not record. But you know what? it's a great day. It's a great night, and I'm loving this rain. I think I slept half the day, and I was loving it. And I asked my spirit team. I was like, man, I haven't did a podcast in about 10 days, and I haven't did a video. So what's up? And it was like, you're in a transition. And I'm like, a transition? Yeah. And sometimes, well, most of the time in a transition, you're moving, you're building. And I saw a picture of like a puzzle almost, but it wasn't. It was like those Duplo blocks, you know, the big blocks you buy your young children. I saw it like moving around on the inside of me. That's what I saw, like when they said, when I heard you're in a transition. And because I really haven't been wanting to do anything since the full moon, really. And then, you know, the solar eclipse was yesterday. I stayed in the house, and so did my children. We were kind of just like chilling. We saw that it got dark outside, and they were like, oh, great, you know. And then we didn't buy glasses or anything. So we just kind of, we stayed in the house. And then, like I said, when I woke up today, I was just like, man, I'm just about to, well, I'm about to snore, boy, you know. And my children were doing their work, and they were sitting right next to, you know, on the side in the living room. And I was up there. I didn't go to my bedroom because the rain sounded so good hitting on the window in the front. And I just kept hearing transition, transition. And we want you to transition, take this time to make this a, I don't want to say a smooth transition, but a good feeling transition. Because definitely this transition for me is not, it's not an easy transition. You guys know I've been very honest with you about me moving out of the mindset of how I have to work hard in order to attract abundance. And every day I've been getting up writing certain, just like in my book, of how grateful I am about me being in the space of where I'm going, right? Because I'm leaving where I was because I've asked for this. I mean, I don't want to be out every day away from my family, just out there, you know, doing the grocery shopping, because it's the probably one of the easiest things that I could do and do it around, you know, my children's schedule. But my spirit has told me, no, we got something better for you, but you have to transition into that whole mindset. And I've been working on this for, you know, a couple of years now, because you don't just get rid of something that's so deeply rooted in you, very, you know, one day, when maybe a couple of months. I mean, some things can go away quickly, but when this is something that I'm changing for my family, like I've said, this is the generational curse that I'm healing, that they had to work hard in order to get something, and they never truly got what they wanted. It was always taken away from them, so they just had just enough. This is in the DNA. So I've been working on this and working on this, and I've gotten better, 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 and better by one, forgiving myself, and not being so hard, showing grace to myself, because again, this is something I've been chosen to do for the future generation, and it's happening. So this transition of me wanting to reach back, and I want to tell you guys, you already know what you need to transition into. It's not like, oh my gosh, this just came out the blue. No, you've been feeling it. Most of the people that I talk to, they've all been saying it. And think about it. If you're transitioning into a new position, you may or may not have small duties connected to your last position until somebody gets into it. But most of the time, if you transition from one department to another department, you don't do that work anymore. You don't do those tasks anymore. So why should it be different when your life is transitioning you into the life that you desire? It's your fight. It's like you got to go back over there and still fix stuff. Got to go back and still make sure everything is good. No, you've left that. You've left that. You've left that thinking. You've elevated in your mindset. Now it's time for you to point your energy to where you have been promoted to or moving to. So in this transition period, I have, and I'll tell you from when I got this, maybe I had been thinking about this for 2 years now, and I'm not talking about the moving out of the mindset of working hard, but I'd been thinking about this particular thing, starting vendor markets. I've always loved putting people in position to succeed. I've hooked up a couple of relationships this week with people that's going to have an opportunity to get new clients. And I just get such a thrill out of it because, one, I lifted this young lady's vibration in telling her about the opportunity and hooking her up with the next step for her to, expand her business. So I was going to markets in the winter period and, you know, I got my herbal teas that I was selling, and that particular market they're not doing it anymore. They said they had been kicked out of their space and now they are, you know, discontinuing the market. And I was like, man, all of these people who kind of like this local market, they can't even sell here anymore, right? So I was like, I want to do this. So I didn't do anything because I'm like, where am I going to do this at, right? So again, this last 3 months, I've been thinking about it. And I said, you know what? I could do this. And something happened within my business that allows me to have more control. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to start doing these honest chats, chat market. That's the name of my other business. Now, Grace Guidance is my production company that I produce all my other things. But Honest Chats is a company to where I started, where people can have live conversations. And I thought it was going to be online, but I took it as far as it could go online, and now I'm at a point where could I go with it while I'm still building that online community? So I'm going to start honest chats market in my community. So I was very nervous about it, right? Because I'm like, I want to make sure everything's cool. You know, I don't want the police to come up to the market and say, what y'all doing here? Whatever, whatever. So I said, I got to find someone who's willing to, partner with me to host these markets. I could give them 50% of the earnings because I'm doing the marketing. I'm doing the paperwork. I'm doing all of those things, right? So I called a few places and they were like, no, we don't do that. We don't want you to compete with our business. And I'm like, well, I'm bringing the business to you. Well, that's not how we do things. And this is on a corporate level. You're going to have to go find little mom and pop places. And I mean, this is what I was getting. And I said, I know this is going to work. Because I said it's working and I can see it and I saw it for the longest, right? So I heard a name, someone I had met a while back, and I had approached them with starting a market, but they never said anything to me about it. They never got back to me. This is about a year ago. So I heard the name again and I'm like, you know what? I gotta get in contact with this person. I took my son to his basketball game, not his basketball game, his basketball practice. And lo and behold, the person drives up that I needed to get in touch with. Yeah. And I said, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you. And the person said, come by my place. The place that I want to have the market at, come by on that Friday. So I went over on that Friday and, she was talking about something. And then I told her, I said, you know, this is what, you know, the idea I have. And she said, yeah, you sent me a message then, but I was going through a lot during that time. And I say, okay, yeah, understandable. But during that time, I was also working on my confidence and starting something like this. Okay. So it wasn't time for me, but I was still making the transition. I hope you guys are following me. I was still making the transition to where I want to go though. So we went outside and we mapped it out and I found out there's some other things that she's doing that's aligning with my purpose. So we are going to do the first Honest Chat Market right where she is. And then I said, you know what? I want to make sure all this stuff is together. So I started calling the Chamber of Commerce this week. Chamber of Commerce. Well, today, because this week is just Tuesday. The permit. I called the business place and everything. And everyone's like, if you've already secured your spot, there's nothing else that you need to do. And I say, I want you guys to be clear that if someone shows up, I don't want them telling us that we can't do this because we have to leave. And they were like, let me send you to this person to make sure. So I went through 5 different channels and they all told me the same thing. Now, I told you that because the transition to this, now me doing the markets, y'all know I'm talking real with you guys. I would potentially exceed whatever I'm making, or I'm out here scratching and surviving out here doing the orders. Because not only am I hosting the markets where the vendors pay me for a spot, I also have a table in the market, and so do my children. They're going to be selling their product. I'm just floored at how this has seamlessly worked. And now I'm putting together the forms and the communication because I'm going to start advertising the market this week. Because the first market will be May the 11th. Transition, guys. Now my energy is pointed to where I'm going. And I've been shown some other things about how Honest Chats is going to change communication and have opportunities for others to thrive in the environment that I created. So this is where I am supposed to be. And I needed this quiet time, per se, where I'm not doing anything to allow these ideas to come in. I don't have that. You, when you're making a transition and you still have like something else that's on your mind, it is really challenging for those ideas to pop into you when you still have your mind on that other thing. It's So I had to break that attachment to me going out and doing orders and that type of stuff. I had to break that attachment so that I can attach myself and be in the right space to the transition that I'm making into the walk into the purpose or part of the purpose, because I have other things that I am doing. Now the energy is pointing in the right direction. So I want to tell you, it's been a transitional time. Follow that. It's really, really easy, and it will work out for you. Now, I just have to do the forms, get the waivers, make sure we have everything, and I'm going to get insurance for myself. Make sure we have everything buttoned up and together so that this market is a success, because I'm already on the third market where we start to have people come in and talk. And I'm excited, but it's also a little knot in my stomach. But I'm not going to allow myself to fall backwards, because I know this works for me. I'm a spiritual being. I'm a person that loves to help people. Why would it not help me? Why would this not be a success? So I'm not going to think anything otherwise. I'm going to follow my promptings, and I'm going to transition into the life, into the purpose, the path, the passion that I'm supposed to be in, that I'm going towards. And I'm already there in my mind. So if you are transitioning at this moment, don't be afraid. It's okay to be scared, but it's not okay to stay there. And it's not okay to let that fear overtake you to where you don't do what you are to do. You're wanting, you desire to do, and you've had dreams. You're not whatever you say you are by accident. If you're a healer, if you're a coach, a mentor, step into it, go into it. And I want to video document my whole journey with this, because I do know that people really need the real. They really need the real. Some people don't want to see you got $1 million. They want to see you making it and getting to where you, because they want that community, that support. So I know we talked about this transition. If you're in a transition, if you want to know where these little pieces or these points are that you need to pay attention to, send me an email to graceguidance@gmail.com for some coaching. I am available. I do have a few clients, and that's been amazing. I still have to make that. I have to make that podcast for you guys. And send me an email. Let's talk. But until next time, do something for you, like let your life follow the transition that only you will love. Have a love yourself day.